hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. This week's theme, time travel. That was obviously Delia Derbyshire with the original, I think, original theme tune to Doctor Who from 1963. I am not the world's biggest Doctor Who expert, so please don't string me up if I've got that wrong, but I'm fairly certain that was the theme tune to the original 1963 series of Doctor Who. And that was the Delia Derbyshire one. Fear not, fans of Orbital's version of that, it may be coming up later on in the show. This, however, is not Orbital. This is Busted.
Not much has changed, but they lived a new
said your great, then your great granddaughter is pretty fine. She's pretty fine. He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much to say. Not much to say.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
You can't say that this is not a broad church here at the playlist. Arakin, if you remember rightly from last week's edition, Arakin was the one responsible for suggesting Bomb Ballerina's Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. And it would appear that Arakin is a fan of, shall we say, novelty songs. That was Arnie and the Terminators with I'll Be Back from 1991. Now, I remember when that came out, fairly sure I had it on tape, or at least someone in our house had it on tape, and obviously it got a lot of play on Radio 1. I say obviously. We also listened to a local South Coast radio station at the same time, Power FM, and I used to wonder why Power FM would never play that obvious slice of musical genius, and it turned out that the reason for that was the powerhouse behind Arnie and the Terminators was Steve Wright, and that's why it got a lot of Radio 1 play, but not a lot of Power FM play, which I thought was to the detriment of Power FM at the time. These days, my opinions are slightly different on that one. Anyway, thank you very much for getting involved, Arakin, and I hope those of you of a certain age had a little nostalgia hit for a song that they probably have not heard in 25 years. Ahead of that was Busted with Year 3000, a band who I did not give a fair crack of the whip to, it's fair to say. I dismissed them as nonsense because they weren't proper punk. And of course they weren't punk. Of course they were never a punk band. They were a pop band who had the auspices of punk, and that's fine. I'm now old enough to realise that I was an idiot back then. And also, Charlie from Busted went on to form Fightstar, who are a legitimately great band. So if you don't know Fightstar, go back and listen to them. If you do know Fightstar, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, this is the playlist. I am Darren. This week's theme is time travel. And this next track is Landscape with Einstein A-Go-Go.
Einstein, a go-go.
Wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside.
That was obviously Cher with If I Could Turn Back Time. That was suggested by Nikki Lear and subsequently also suggested by White Wolf, who, it was very remiss, this wouldn't be an episode of the playlist if I didn't have to refer back to a song that I played 10 minutes ago to say that I forgot to say who it was suggested by. So the Busted track that you heard was suggested by White Wolf, and the Doctor Who theme, the Delia Derbyshire original Doctor Who theme, was suggested by Piers Corley. So thank you very much, PD Corley, for getting in on that one. So yeah, that was Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time, who for a number of years I was convinced had tattoos of Beavis and Butthead on her ass cheeks, but it turned out that that wasn't true. It was just something that she did to promote the Beavis and Butthead album that came out in like 1997, sometime like that. And I was a very gullible teenager. So there we go. This is the playlist. I am Darren, and this week's theme is time travel. I thought I was being very clever when I did this theme, because you know I'm recording this 2 weeks before it goes on air because I'm currently sunning it up in Corfu. But it turns out that there are actually far fewer songs about time travel than you might think. So this one has been an interesting one to put together. Needless to say, however, that the tunes that have been picked are all top-notch and basically perfect. This next one was suggested by Heapy, and going against my usual rule of not playing tracks by the same artist too close together, I only played these a couple of weeks back, but it's a great track and it fully counts. This, from the soundtrack to Back to the Future, is Huey Lewis and the News.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change up.
Is the charge eating a
playlist?
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Pero chica, mi amiga, ¿qué dice? Esto es yo, y cómo hablo, y hablo así contigo. Nah, man.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Yeah.
Nah, man, you know.
Hide out and watch her hanging, watching on the line.
suggested by Davey Bot. That was, of course, the mighty Nana Cherry. This is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to LABR.online, Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining us here this fine, fine week. I assume the week is fine. I don't know. I'm recording this 2 weeks ago. And, I'm currently in Corfu. So, if you're in Corfu, please feel free to leave me the hell alone. That was suggested by Davey Bot. Now, that track specifically has nothing to do with time travel. However, it sampled Jimmy Castor Bunch with Troglodyte brackets Caveman, which I'm not familiar with. But Davey did warn that perhaps that isn't as feminist as it perhaps ought to be. However, of the 119 tracks that sampled it, Nana Cherry's is almost certainly by far and away the best. So we went with Nana Cherry with Kisses on the Wind. And ahead of that was, of course, Huey Lewis and the News with The Power of Love from Back to the Future. And that is a very good thing. And speaking of good things, what a great link that was. This is Robin with Time Machine.
With a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
To say that there is basically no dynamic range in that song whatsoever. Don't get me wrong, that was a perfectly fun, jolly piece of music. That was Perfume with Time Warp. But if you look at the waveform for that track, it is just a solid line from one end to the other. So thanks very much to Beardy Foxy for suggesting that. This is the playlist, and the theme this week is time travel. So yeah, hence the Time Warp, and hence the Robin with Time Machine ahead of that, and hence this slice of wonderful coming up next, suggested by Haley, amongst others, but Haley was the first one to get in, the producer here on the playlist. This is Orbital's version of the Doctor Who theme.
Thank you.
That was Orbital with Doctor, suggested by Haley. Thank you very much. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining us once again this week, where the theme is time travel. And purely because of the opening line, this is Grandmaster Caz with The Old School.
All across the nation, for giving all the people such a good sensation. Got an explanation for the congregation. Try to live up to your expectations. Get invitations for conversation, and I do my thing without complication. Even with inflation and segregation, everywhere I go I got a reservation. Spread good vibration and jubilation. I'm the king of MCs for your information. With perspiration and preparation, I can deal with any kind of situation. Took examination for radio stations, the best in my class at graduation. No limitation on my rhyme creation, and the girls all scream from infatuation. I'm the least conceited, the undefeated, the sometimes hated, the best created. I'm the king of hearts and I'm the ace of spades. I'm the best MC God ever made. The grand master rocks the house, turns it out without a doubt. It's from the old school. Oh yeah, I like that shit. Yeah, that's how we used to get busy back in the days before all the fake niggas came around. We was doing like some real shit. What? Say what? You want me to do another one? All right, bet. Let me think of one. All right, all right. I got it. I got some fly shit I should do back like in 82. Check it out. On the slice, my rap is precise. I'm so nice on the dice, I can head crack twice in a row. Don't you know, if ace don't show, when the dough start to flow, I throw CeeLo a super bad like the dad you wish you had. I get glad you get mad when your girl gets had. Your best friend to the end, never scared to lend, but recommend that you send back the ends I lend. Bells chime when I rhyme each and every time. I'm just right like a Sprite with a lemon and lime. Never steal, cause I feel I'm a big wheel, and any deal that I seal has got to be real. So beat the hook, call the cook, and take a good look. Throw the book at the crook whose nook got took. Make way for the gourmet up for play, because the captain rocked the best in the USA. You're from the old school. Yeah, yeah, I get that old feeling, man. I get nostalgia attacks when I hear shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I remember this girl I was going, matter of fact, I remember my eight girls I was going with back then. But besides that point, let's get back to what I was doing back in the old school. I went something like this, check it out. I got a strong suspicion, an intuition. It's something that you might just even call a vision or a superstition about the competition. Coming in the business with the wrong ambition, looking for a collision with the mic magician. Unaware, huh? He made the wrong decision, hoping and wishing on impossible missions. Cause he couldn't fuck with me under no condition. Grandmaster rocks the house, turns it out without a doubt. I'm from the old school. That was before Harlem World and all that. We was jamming in Schoolyard 79, 183, 129, 123, 167, 137. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Boogie Down Bronx, the home of the old school, where it all started out. Me, Busy B, Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel, Furious 5, DJ Breakout, Baron, Africa Bambaataa, all the old school brothers, Africa Islam, Funk Machine. Oh man, I can just go on and on and on and on and on and on for days, but I won't. I'll just leave it at that. Can't forget my man, the Chief Rocker, Busy B. Yeah, homeboy. Ball, ball, dang, dang, dang. Yeah, that was a funny nigga, yeah. And plus my man, Love Bug Starsky, can't forget him. He was like on a disco tip, disco fever style, but he was in there. You understand what I'm saying? We had people like Cool Herc and the Herculoids before we was even rapping, just playing records. You know what I'm saying? Beat after beat, B-boys breaking, spinning, and busting their neck on the floor and shit like that, man. Oh, it was jumping off. It was definitely jumping off, man. Then we have a man, my Grand Wizard Theodore, and a Fantastic Five. First, they was the L brothers, see? It was Theodore, it was Mean Gene, it was Cordio, Kevy Kev, Robbie Rob, and Busy B. See, you wasn't there, nigga. You don't know shit. I was there, goddammit. That's right, it's like that. Old school, baby. And we got a few brothers that's still up here from the old school, but most of them just faded away. But you thought I was there too, right? Psych. I'm still in.
suggested by Davey Bot, that was Grandmaster Caz with The Old School. And that was, I think it's fair to say, a banger. I was a little unfair in the previous link. That wasn't chosen specifically because of the opening line. It was chosen because it's a great track, but also it fits the theme because of the opening line. Thanks Davey for suggesting that. The theme this week is, of course, time travel, which you'd know if you'd actually been listening to any of this nonsense for the last 48 and a half minutes. If you haven't been listening to this nonsense, then your life is probably a little worse, quite frankly. But, you know, what can I say? This next track, do you know what, I was completely wrong actually. Earlier on I said that a track was suggested by Beardy Foxy, when of course it wasn't. It was suggested by Selena, Beardy Foxy's better half, so I apologise for that one. I apologise for any offence that may have been caused, because this next track was actually suggested by Beardy Foxy. This is the KLF with What Time Is Love.
The lyrics will flow, yo, for the words I speak. Rap is weak, so I teach and I reach. A positive vibe, a way of life is how I'm living. So get hype to the rhythm. KLF is the crew you hear, yeah. Design a bomb, I just won't fear. Back to react, enough is enough. Let me ask you a question. What time is love? What time is love? What time is love? What time is love?
Suggested by Beardy Foxy, that was the KLF with What Time Is Love. And just incredible. I love the KLF. There's a book I read fairly recently, a few months back, KLF, Chaos, Magic, Music and Money by JMR Higgs, which I heartily recommend you read. I believe Sod's lawyer was the one that suggested it to me, but I could be mistaken about that. But yeah, no, it's a really good book about the history of the KLF and how they operated. Operate? Technically, they're still around, but, you know, they're not actively releasing music at the moment. But, you know, as ever with the KLF, these things could change at any moment. They could just start putting out music again, because that's what they do. But, yeah, if you don't know the KLF, they are, effectively, they are an art project, and their art is to subvert the pop world. And I think it's fair to say they do it brilliantly. So thanks to Beardy Foxy for suggesting that one. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and coming up now, purely because of its use, well, not just purely because it's a great track, but because of its use in the time travel cop TV drama Life on Mars, this is, well, Life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Just look into my eyes, I'll be there to make you feel right. If you're feeling sorry and sad, I'd really sympathize. Don't you be sad, just call me tonight. The sun has faded away, I'll try to make it shine. There is nothing I won't do. When you need a shoulder to cry on, I hope it will be mine. Call me tonight and I'll come to you.
And I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Bye.
chosen for its use in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which is, of course, one of the best movies about time travel that there is. It is possible to see. That was extreme with Play With Me, and I think it's fair to say that that was a good one. I love Bill and Ted. In fact, I've probably seen those two movies more than any other movie, apart from maybe Empire Records, Shawshank Redemption, and Wayne's World. The first Wayne's World, of course. The second one was fine, but the first one was lovely stuff. Anyway, yeah, so that was extreme with Play With Me. This is the playlist. I'm Darren. This week's theme is time travel. I'm traveling through time, and such. And this is really quite splendid. This is Hawkwind with Silver Machine. We'll be right back. suggested by the ever splendid Sharon Gascoigne. That was Hawkwind with Silver Machine, which if you remember last week, I talked about the collection, the greatest rock album in the world ever. And that was one of the tracks that was on it. And it blew my mind when I realized that was Lemmy singing. And so I looked into it, and yeah, it turned out that Lemmy was the bassist in Hawkwind, who did backing vocals a lot of the time. But yeah, he ended up recording the vocal on that one, because the original vocal by the original artist, Hawkwind's actual singer, Robert Calvert, was considered too weak, according to Wikipedia. So it must be true. It was on Wikipedia. Thanks, Sharon, for suggesting that. Yeah. This is still the playlist, and I say that in every link because you never can tell. You know, people might forget what they're listening to. I'm Darren. This is Lover Brother Radio, labr.online, and suggested by Sir Garbage Truck. I could not do a show about time travel without including this one.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the building closed. It really does you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation. To the left.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Sun.
As is so often the case with this show, the tracks that get chosen and suggested lead me to listening to bands that I may have been aware of but had never really listened to, and that was no exception. That was Uriah Heep with Traveller in Time, which I thought was suggested by White Wolf, but it's not listed on my list here, so I could well have found that one in my researches. But that was taken from a 1972 album, Demons and Wizards, and sounds kind of its time, yet also massively ahead of its time, which is quite impressive, really, for one song to do at the same time. So, I shall be listening to more Uriah Heep, although they do have a lot of albums to dig into. So I might say that advisedly. Perhaps I will, perhaps I won't. I mean, if you're a fan of Uriah Heep and you can suggest a really good jumping off point, then please feel free to do so. Answers on a postcard to the usual address. I would give the address, but I don't want you to know where I am. Quite frankly, you're all deviants and weirdos, and that's why I love you here on the playlist. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week, where our theme is time travel. Ahead of Uriah Heep was, of course, The Time Warp from Rocky Horror Show, which I have a punk cover of that in my collection somewhere, and I love a good punk cover, but somehow it is not as good as the original. Disappointing. But there we go. I love that. So there you go. Another one that was chosen purely on the basis of a time travel kind of movie that it was from. And if I knew what I was about, I would have played this one after I played Arnie and the Terminators, because it references the same movie, or has a link to the same movie. That is to say Terminator 2. I'd say contact me during this track and let me know, and I'll read out the winners. But while I'm pre-recording this 2 weeks ago, so I won't know when. I won't be able to go back and do that. So I'll come back after this track and tell you why I've chosen this particular song. This song, of course, being Filter with Hey Man, Nice Shot. Thank you. So in the long 16-week proud tradition of the playlist here on Lover Brother Radio, LBR.online, we have this thing on this show that we can be quite proud of choosing tracks that aren't... They're in the spirit of the theme, if not directly connected to the theme. And that is no exception. That was Filter, Hey Man, Nice Shot. Why does that have a time travel connection? Because thematically the song does not. And I shall tell you now why that song, or how that song, has a time travel connection. The singer is Richard Patrick, who is the brother of Robert Patrick, who played the T-1000 in Terminator 2. Yeah, a tenuous link, it's fair to say. But hey, if we get to play a really good song, then so be it. And that's pretty much what this is about here on the playlist. So, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, because I really do love that track. And speaking of tracks and artists I love, this next one is an artist that I really, really do love. This is Frank Turner with Time Machine.
And the power of steam, it runs on diesel oil and Donnie Darko daydreams. A pack of pair of socks and a hunting rifle, a change of underwear and some snacks, a trifle. Scared of going back, you know how I'm forgetful. To go back and to see the way things really used to be, not the way we remember them at all. And the Romans, the Victorians, drinking endeavoured in the 1880s, rock and roll and drive through in the 1950s, trying not to change things so the plot lines don't get shifty. To go back and to see where things really used to be, not the way we remember them. To go back and to see where things couple of years to when we first met before the fights and tears, to the time when you and I first got together, simple days and simple words like forever, tripped off our tongues, come on, you must remember. Let's go back and let's see the way things really used to be before life quietly dismembered all the best things about
gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Mm-hmm. fear, never cry.
Don't you hear my call?
Though you're many years away,
don't you hear me calling you?
Write your letters in the sand for the day I take your hand in the land that our grandchildren knew.
With a vocal by Brian May, that was Queen with 39, and that was suggested by Ian Robinson. So thank you very much, Ian, for suggesting that. Ahead of that, from Tape Deck Heart, that was Time Machine by Frank Turner. And yeah, I love Frank Turner. I've seen him four times, I think. Yeah, I think I said that last night. I must have played a Frank Turner track in the last 15, 16 weeks of doing this show here. Must have done. Yeah, if I haven't, I've seen Frank Turner a number of times, probably more than any other artist. Not because I'm a weird stalker or anything, but because I love him and think that he should love me too. If only he'd get to know me. I'm Darren, this is The Playlist. This week's theme is time travel, because I'm recording this 2 weeks ago and have travelled through time to travel forward through time to present this. I don't know. My brain gets a bit screwy when it comes to thinking about time travel, and ultimately it's not really worth it. Although it is fair to say that we are all time travellers, aren't we? We're all moving through time 1 second at a time. Yes, we are. I'm going to shut up now and play some more tracks. This one is Zager and Evans in the year 2525.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. Tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, 55. Nothing to do.
some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. Or tear it down and start again. Oh, oh. In the year 95, 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525,
tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Thank you.
Taken from 2002's absolutely enormous Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, that was The Flaming Lips with All We Have Is Now, which was suggested by Rollo Treadway, who was quite proud in saying that this song is a literal suggestion and not a tenuous link, as his other suggestions he believes are. Though I don't remember him suggesting. I don't remember you suggesting too many really tenuous links, Rollo, so you're all right. Although, you know, as I've previously stated here on this very episode today, that I don't actually care if songs are tenuously connected to the theme at all, as long as they're good. That's the barrier for entry here on the playlist. So I've got 20 minutes left, and in those 20 minutes I have got, let me see, 1, 2, 3 more songs to play. And a couple of them, well, the last two are quite long ones. So, yeah, I should probably stop yapping and get some more tunes in, I suppose. This is the Rolling Stones with Time Is On My Side. Originally recorded by Kai Winding in 1963, that was the Rolling Stones version of Time Is On My Side, taken from their second studio album. So there you go, a little bit of factoid here on the playlist. This next one is Orange Goblin with Time Traveling Blues.
¶¶
kind of freaked out when I first downloaded that track for this show because it was half an hour long, and I thought, how the hell am I editing a chunk of that out? It turns out that the last 24 and a half minutes of it are silent, save for some blathering nonsense at the end of it. So that was easy enough to edit, I suppose. That was Orange Goblin with Time Traveling Blues, a solid slab of music, I think you'll agree. Well, that's about all I've got time for tonight. Next week I will be back live. I've no idea what the theme is. I've got a couple of weeks to think about it, from my perspective anyway. From your perspective, let me know if you've got any suggestions. Anyway, I'll call it quits. I will be back soon. Love you all very much. And stick around until 11 o'clock, after 11 o'clock, when Brother Soul will be back digging through his crates. I will leave you with Iron Maiden.
radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.